been 20 years since a gunman used semi-automatic rifles to murder 35 people and wound 23 others at the Port Arthur historical site in southern Tasmania. The then Prime Minister John Howard responded with a national firearms agreement that brought in tough gun ownership laws. But there are still hundreds of thousands of illegal firearms in Australia, and both sides of the gun control debate are unsatisfied with the current laws. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The federal government moved quickly to ban most semi-automatic shotguns and rifles after the Port Arthur mass shooting in 1996. It ran a year-long amnesty, spending more than $300 million buying back more than 640,000 guns. The Vice President of Gun Control Australia, Roland Brown, believes the National Firearms Agreement that was negotiated has been a success.
We've seen storage requirements come in and licensing requirements and registration of guns across Australia. And we've also seen a ban on semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. And the effect of that has been far-reaching. We haven't had any massacres in Australia since 1996, so the country's a far safer place.
But Gun Control Australia argues that the current laws don't go far enough. The group wants a ban on semi-automatic handguns and stricter controls for shotguns such as the Adler.
The government has allowed the import into Australia of the lever-action shotgun, which is a rapid-fire shotgun. It's available to anybody as a Category A, which is the easiest category of firearm to get. And we want to see that moved into one of the C or D categories of guns where you have to have a particular need and it's very hard for people to access.
The federal government has a temporary ban on one model of the Adler shotgun, but that expires in August. The Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party contend the 1996 gun reforms went too far. Robert Borzak represents the party in the New South Wales Parliament.
We think the emphasis in relation to firearms bans and buybacks and all those sorts of things really attacks it at the wrong end.
He argues the ban on most semi-automatic firearms has made it harder to control feral animals.
What is important is the person that uses the firearm and all the things around the universal background checking that was introduced, firearms, safe firearm storage, training and all the other things that go along with it, really is the important part of what goes on. We also don't think that registration per se has achieved very much. The non-registration of illegal firearms is the issue that we think should be focused on.
The Australian Crime Commission estimates there are more than 250,000 illegal long arms, such as rifles, and 10,000 illegal handguns in Australia. Robert Borzak from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party wants tougher penalties for criminals who use guns.
The Shooters and Fishers Party has proposed a bill to introduce mandatory sentencing on firearms used in crime. That's a very important thing. Now, we've put that forward a number of times into our parliament, and each time, whether it's Liberal or Labor governments, they will not support it.
The federal government is trying to change the law so that people found guilty of trafficking illegal firearms will go to jail for a minimum of 5 years.